ऑस्ट्रेलिया और भारत के बीच संबंधों में दृढ़ता और नजदीकी बढ़े इस हेतु से हर साल ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया लीडरशिप डायलॉग का आयोजन होता है। ये दो दिवसीय परिषद में वैश्विक व्यापार, शिक्षण और कौशल्य विकास, ऊर्जा संसाधन, पानी और खाद्य सुरक्षा जैसे महत्व के विषयों पर चर्चा की जाती है। ये एक उच्च स्तरीय डायलॉग है जिसमें दोनों देशों के मंत्री, संसद सभ्य, उच्च अमलदार, अग्रणी उद्योगपति, शिक्षणविद और पत्रकार हिस्सा लेते हैं। हाल ही में दिल्ली में संपन्न हुए इस डायलॉग में ऑस्ट्रेलियन शैडो ट्रेजरर क्रिस बोवन ने हिस्सा लिया था। उनसे हुई मुलाकात आपके समक्ष प्रस्तुत कर रही हूं। ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया लीडरशिप डायलॉग 2018 के एजेंडा के बारे में बताते हुए श्री बोवन ने एसबीएस हिंदी को कहा कि
The Australia-India Leadership Dialogue was set up 3 years ago to further develop links between Australian leaders and Indian leaders and talk about how we can not only improve the relationship but make it more permanent. Australia-India relations tend to be stop-start, let it go, and then people take an interest again. Yep. I want to make sure that it becomes just permanently a relationship. And the leadership dialogues are a very important way of doing it. I've been to all the leadership dialogues. This was the second one in New Delhi. Middle one was in Melbourne. Next year it returns to Australia. We had good involvement by senior Indian and very senior Australian. And we discussed many things, particularly how we can take the people-to-people relationship to the next level. There's 700,000 Australians now of Indian heritage. This is a big increase. And many of us made the point that this is another way of making sure that Australia and India understand each other better, working better with the Indian diaspora. Of course, Labor has that policy of engagement with the Indian diaspora in a very meaningful way. And one of the things I suggested to the dialogue next year, more Indian diaspora in Australia be involved in it when it returns to Australia.
इस वर्ष के डायलॉग में जो मुद्दे केंद्र में रहे वो थे अर्थतंत्र, सुरक्षा, सहकार, और शिक्षा।
What we saw was firstly an update on the relationship. Then we discussed the economies, the respective economy. We talked about the Peter Varghese review of the Australian economic relationship, which will be released in March. Then we talked about national security and cooperation between Australia and India on important matters in our region. And there was obviously a section about education, which is very important for both countries and so many young Indians studying in Australia.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया लीडरशिप डायलॉग में अब तक जो भी चर्चा हुई, जो भी कार्य किए गए, उसकी फलश्रुति क्या हुई और इस डायलॉग की सफलता कैसी रही, इसके बारे में श्री बोवन ने कहा कि इस डायलॉग को शुरू हुए अब सिर्फ 3 साल हुए हैं, अभी से इसकी सफलता का आकलन लगाना सही नहीं होगा।
Inevitably, because many of us have been involved in all three dialogues. It's not like you come in and leave and you lose the momentum. If you're involved in the dialogue each year, you follow up on what was discussed last year. That's why, it was very important that I go. Well, I think it's a long process. For example, the America-Australia leadership been going for 30 years. This is the third year. So we can't expect the same achievements from 30 years to 3 years. But importantly, we now have more links between leaders. Just we meet each other, we swap business cards, we have a problem with each other, we know each other, understand each other. And this is, I think, the main benefit of the dialogue. Not so much what's discussed in the dialogue, that's important.
भारत की 2 दिवसीय मुलाकात के दौरान उन्होंने गुजरात की भी यात्रा की थी। गुजरात की मुलाकात के दौरान अर्थतंत्र या आर्थिक नीति को मजबूती देती हुई वाइब्रेंट गुजरात की इवेंट के बारे में उन्होंने ज्यादा जानकारी प्राप्त की थी।
Well, I know that Gujarat's a very important part of India. I know that many Gujaratis have come to live in Australia, so I wanted to better understand what's happening in Gujarat. And I know that vibrant Gujarat is such an important thing, and I wanted an update on how that's going. I met with the Chief Secretary of Gujarat and his deputy, who's in charge of vibrant Gujarat and in charge of the relationship with Australia. And so I got an update on what they're planning for the next vibrant Gujarat, and they're coming to Australia this year to discuss it. So I told them to come and visit me when they come to Australia, and we'll update on how vibrant Gujarat is going. Gujarat government, in my discussions with them, were very happy with the relationship. They see it as a very positive one, very warm. They'd like to take the New South Wales-Gujarat sister state relationship to a new level and to reinvigorate that. I'll mention that to my state colleagues, that perhaps we could do more in New South Wales. That's a good thing. They were very happy with the level of Australian interest in Gujarat, very happy that I was there, and obviously were keen for me to come back to vibrant Gujarat. We'll see if I can manage that. I'd like to, if I can. it sounds like a wonderful celebration, and I'd like to be part of it if I can in the future. I also had heard about the beautiful temple just outside Ahmedabad, and wanted to visit that, and had a wonderful time at the temple. And that similar temple is being built in Australia, so I wanted to, in my electorate in Kemps Creek, so I wanted to familiarise myself with that.
जब क्रिस बोवन के साथ सरकार द्वारा नागरिकता परीक्षा को कड़क बनाने के प्रस्ताव को लेकर लेबर पक्ष के मतभेद बारे में पूछा गया, तो उन्होंने कहा कि लेबर पक्ष किसी भी बदलाव का विरोध करता है।
Our position doesn't change. The changes to the citizenship laws, which make it harder for people who worked hard, been good residents, become citizens. We blocked the changes last time. The government can reintroduce them all the times they like. We won't support them.
हाल ही में ऑस्ट्रेलिया के प्रधानमंत्री ने ऑस्ट्रेलिया की शस्त्र निकास नीति की समीक्षा करने की बात की। सरकार इस क्षेत्र में और ज्यादा पैसे लगाने की बात कर रही है। वे बारे में पूछा गया तो उन्होंने कहा,
we'll look at the policy closely. It was only announced. Yes, obviously we support more exports from Australia and we want people employed in good Australian industries. With arms you always have to be very careful about where you're exporting to, but we'll look closely at the policy and get briefed by the government.